scary Halloween when hoot owls hooted and hound dogs howled. Four excited kids named Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teeny were getting ready to go trick-or-treating. It was almost dark, and they had on their scariest Halloween costumes. Suddenly, the doorbell said. They ran to the door, and sitting there was a giant jack-o'-lantern.
It looks like a pumpkin pie with his clothes on,
said Aaron.
It's a magic jack-o'-lantern.
Who said that?
I said that.
The jack-o'-lantern said that. That must be magic,
said Josh.
Hey, how come you have a flashlight inside your head?
Because candles and other burning things are very dangerous. You should carry a flashlight, too, when you go trick-or-treating.
And Teeny said,
he got one.
Good. Now, if you take me trick-or-treating with you, I'll make some scary sounds for you.
Like what?
Said Teeny. And Jack-o'-lantern said,
like ghosts in the wind. Listen. Scary?
Yes!
Make some more scary sounds.
I will, later, if you take me trick-or-treating.
Come on, let's go.
And so Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teeny and Jack-o'-lantern went off trick-or-treating.
Who goes first?
We all go together. You shouldn't go trick-or-treating alone.
Okay.
Trick-or-treat!
Come on in.
I'm sorry, we're not supposed to go into houses of strangers.
You're right. I'll go get you a treat. Now, you just wait right there, and I'll be right back.
Make another scary sound, Mr. O'Lantern.
How about the wickedest witch in the world?
What was that scary sound?
The wickedest witch in the world.
Oh, okay. Here's your treats.
Thank you.
Come on, let's go to the next house.
Hey, wait for me!
And me!
And they all had a wonderful time trick-or-treating all around the neighborhood, being careful to look both ways before they crossed the street. And when they got home with all their treats, they sat down in a circle around Jack-o'-lantern, who said,
would you like to hear a scary Halloween story?
Yes.
This is the story of a haunted house. In it lived a ghost, a skeleton, and a bat. Last Halloween, when they were getting ready to go out to scare everyone, they went into the closet to put on their scariest costumes, when suddenly a wind blew through the spider webs covering the windows, and the door slammed shut, locking them in the closet, where they have lived for a whole year, waiting for you to come into the haunted house to let them out. You come through the front door, 7 steps away from that closet. You take the first step. It's dark and quiet. You take the second step. The third step. You know what's behind that closet door. You take the fourth step. You take the fifth step. You take the sixth step. You're 1 step away from the ghost, the skeleton, and the bat. The seventh step. Don't be scared. Open the door.
Thank you.
It sure was a good story, Mr. Old Lantern.
How did you learn to tell scary stories?
Well, one day I had a donut, and suddenly my mouth could talk.
A donut?
That's right. Winchell's donuts do magic things to your mouth.
A Winchell's donut really, really does it. Donut!
And now, for all you girls and boys at home, I have some scary sounds for you.
H is for the hemorrhoids that you had removed. E is for the exercise you never have time for. R is for the rants that there's no reason or rhyme for. Father, father, dear old dad, you're my papa and you ain't half bad. Dad, D is for the dopey things you say to my friends. A is for that angry look when mom overspins. D is for the driveway that you sometimes just miss. But you're our dad and life with you is nothing but bliss. Papa, P is for the Pepto-Bismol you sometimes drink. For olive pits that you spit out in the sink. P is for perseverance when we're all in a lurch. And P is for that Sunday when you pooted in church. Daddy, A is for those little things you always will do. When we need your help, we know we can count on you. Father, father, dear old dad, you're my papa and you ain't half bad. Father, father, dear old papa, you're my dad, I'm so glad it's time to stop.
Go to Uchuji. this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
My next guest, she's the only female on the show, and she's a beautiful female at that. Her name is Lucille Cataldo. I had her on the show once before, and I just had to have her back. Okay, Lucille, there she is. How you, doll? There we go.
Hairdresser, would you set me up? Make a little wave or two. Make me into something new. 'Cause I am so blue. I'll give you a chance. 'Cause I wanna dance. Understood. I'll make sure I tip you good. Cut my hair, it won't behave. Set it up with gel and a wave. One or two ringlets. Keep the top a little wet. This piece looks great. I'm worried, I'm tired, I'm late. I want it just like yours. Perhaps it'll open new doors. It's confidence I like. Maybe you'll bring it all back. Tease it up. What a tease. What a tease. What a tease. Tease it up. What a tease. What a tease, what a tease,
what a tease,
what a tease, Teaser Louise, Teaser Louise, all the guys call her Teaser Louise. Without a hair, without a face, she just ain't Teaser Louise. Teaser Louise, Teaser Louise, ah, you know she's not out to please. A model drink beer from a bottle. That's why they call it Teaser Louise. Teaser Louise, Teaser Louise. I know she's not out to please. When you endure through all that's in store, you'll overcome Teaser Louise. And she said, please. Hairdresser.
Hi, come here, Lucy. Do you remember the last time you were on the show?
Yes,
how long ago was that?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Gee, yeah, I've been on about 5 years,
time,
huh?
Right?
You're prettier than ever, you know that? Uh-huh. And you sing prettier than ever, too.
Thank you.
And you're going to, I know you only brought one number, but you're going to be on the show again, aren't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, you enjoy being on the show? You a little nervous?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, a little bit.
Little.
Okay. Lucille Cataldo, everybody.